This is WRMI, Okeechobee Falls.
Is a music show. I am your host. It is episode number 105. Thanks for tuning in this week. This intro tune, kind of a weird one by Mort Stevens. It's from the Hawaii Five-O soundtrack, a song called Beach Trip. Kind of a weird show this week. I don't have any new digs. I haven't been very lucky at the thrift stores recently, so I have some old digs for you. Music from the US, the UK, Japan, and also Jamaica on this week's program. Thanks again for tuning in. Scene of this amazing LP. Here's the 13th Floor Elevators.
You can't. she wants some more. I hope you did it all before. Goodbye in Air Force Base. Gonna wipe out your race. Get stoned in a different place. Don't you know I got bad taste?
One. It was from a CD, not an LP. That was the Happy Mondays with a song called Loose Fit. Why did I play that song? Well, I played it because last Thursday, the 25th of February, was the 30th anniversary of the release of that single, Loose Fit by the Happy Mondays. 30 years, can't believe it. Yeah, that was a big record for me in high school. The LP, Pills, Thrills, and Bellyaches. And it's kind of a cool CD. I know the Canadian version has it. I don't know about the US one, but on the matrix numbers on the inside of the CD spindle, around the spindle there, usually it's got a code number on there relating to the CD release. On this Happy Mondays one, it says, Call the Cops, which is a line from one of the songs on this LP. I haven't really seen that artist taking advantage of that matrix numbering to add a little message there on CDs. Anyways, before that, some reggae from the Mighty 2. That song was called Big Fat Thing. I'll have some more reggae for you later on. And I started off the set there with a song by the 13th Floor Elevators, a song called Reverbation, and in brackets it says Doubt. Yeah, that was on a Greek pressing of this LP that I found in Japan, actually. And here's another record I found in Japan. I found the vinyl version on Japan, and it's also celebrating a 30th anniversary last Thursday, the same day as the Happy Mondays. Here's Ned's Atomic Dustbin.
Thank you.
Japanese-related tunes there. So that last song was by a group called Sketch Show, who I've played on this program before. That song was called Ekot. E-K-O-T is the spelling on that. And that came out on a 12-inch single that was released in the mid-aughts with remixes by Cornelius on the flip side. And Sketch Show is two-thirds of Yellow Magic Orchestra, the hugely important and influential electronic three-piece group that started in the 70s in Japan. I guess some people might say they're sort of like a Japanese Kraftwerk, but yeah. Before that was another Japanese group. That was Jimmy Takeuchi and his orchestra doing a cover of Hiroshi Itsuki's 1973 hit called Kiri no Defune, the outgoing fog, I guess is a rough translation. And that was an Enka song by Mr. Itsuki and covered as an instrumental by Jimmy Takeuchi and his friends. And yeah, that was from a series of records called Drum, Drum, Drum with Jimmy Takeuchi at the helm there as the drummer and conductor. He's sort of like the Japanese drumming version of James Last. Lots of covers done in mostly in an easy listening style, but with a bit of a backbeat to it. And I started off the set there with a song by Ned's Atomic Dustbin from the UK, a song called Happy, also recently celebrating the 30th anniversary of its release, the single, which came out on February 25th, 1991. How about that? Another big group and song from my high school days. All right, let's get back into some reggae. Here's Billy Boy O.
Thank you. please don't go. Stay with me, 'cause I love you so. I'll do anything that you want me to. Oh, please don't make me cry. Oh no, don't let me down. Now that you hurt me and kick me all around, I still love you so, only good Lord knows. Oh please don't let me down. Oh please, oh please don't let me down. Oh no, don't let me down. Down. Oh please, oh please, please don't go. Oh no, please don't go. Oh no, please don't go.
set of nice reggae tunes for you. That last song was by John Holt, a song called Win Your Love, and that was the dub version there. Before that was Winston Curtis, a song called Please Don't Go, Don't Bleed, Please. And before that, at the start of the set was Billy Boy O with a song called Scandal. And if you like that dub reggae stuff, be sure to tune into K-Dub, which is being broadcast this Sunday and repeated the following Sunday on, on 9670 kilohertz. I think that's at a WRMI. That's K-Dub. And that's going to be at 1200 UTC on Sunday, March 7th and Sunday, March 14th. Of the year of our Lord 2021. Please check it out, K-Dub. And that's courtesy of This Is a Music Show listener, One Dick Pete, aka Weeds Up to Me Knees. So hope you'll check that out. All right, I'll have some data for you soon and some more music, but before that, I'd like to do some shout outs. Start with email this week. I got a nice decode from Fred in Virginia, who also mentioned that him and his wife got their second COVID shots. How about that? Lucky ducks. Enjoy the rest of your life there with the COVID shots. That's great. I also got some nice decodes from Glenn, KD5DGA in Killeen, Texas, using an ELAD FDM S2 SCR. Very nice. Good to hear from you, Glenn. And I also heard from Tom, WB7EUX, sending along a nice image as well. And I got a nice report from Steve in Georgia, a very nice waterfall image included in that report. And it looks like he had a bit of a timing issue with the image. Yeah, that's too bad. All right, hop on over to Twitter. I heard from a few people there. I heard from Matt, W0MDK, putting together a nice collage of the image and waterfall images. And he was a fan of the Harlow Wilcox song that I started off last week's show with. I got a nice decode from Bobby, WA51007SWL. Tuning in on an SDR play RSP1A in Louisiana there. I also heard from Dana, K6JQ, using an AirSpy HF Plus Discovery and an MFJ1888 loop antenna, active loop antenna. And he's out in California, so pretty nice results there all the way in California. I got a nice decode from drmna.info, and he was a fan of the Billy J. Kramer song that I played last week, the Lennon and McCartney song that they passed along to him. I got a nice report and collage from Jolly Roger Mania in Germany, and I also heard from Zach in Alabama posting a nice decode, and he also mentioned that 2 years ago from last week's program was when he first caught This Is a Music Show episode number 2. How about that? So another anniversary. Happy anniversary, Zach. I'm glad you've been here for so long, and I hope you'll stick around. A few more shout-outs from Twitter. Marcus McBee tuned in on his Texan radio out in California as well. Hello to Brian, W8LN, and he reminded everyone to tune in tonight's program on Twitter. Thank you, Brian. Hello to Kawasaki AA Hachiyoni, Mr. October, Weeds Up to Me Knees, a.k.a. One Deck Pete, and Memphis Weirdos, and hello to Kim Andrew Elliott at the Shortwave Radiogram. And finally, at the hfzone.org Discord chat group. It's a website again. So if you go to hfzone.org, I think you can get linked to the Discord chat group. If not, you can go to the thisisamusicshow.com website and you'll get linked to this Discord chat group. So hello to everyone in there. Hello to Frigid, Jeff, Andrew, W8IJC, and of course, Dazman. So yeah, maybe if you hop in around this time on the 5850 broadcast, I will see you in there. All right, if you'd like to get in touch, I would love to hear from you. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. My Twitter handle, if you do that flavor of social media, is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. And one more time with the email address, thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. Please send me your reception report. Let me know how it sounds and let me know if you had any favorite songs. All right, here's some music for you. It's kind of a long, weird one. I hope you'll like it. It's by Bruce Hack and Esther Nelson.
People of India often tell stories by dancing, and such a dance story is called a mudra. My daughters, Mara and Risa, are each wearing sandals and a long dress called a sari, made from a single length of silk. They will tell the story and tell you how to move to it. Although the music really rocks, it will give you a taste of India, because you will hear a long-necked, many-stringed instrument called a sitar.
I give you love and a rainbow. Sit straight on the floor and cross your legs next to your body. Join your hands behind your head and just think. From one horizon to another.
Cocoon. arm leap. Use your arm wings higher, up into the blue sky. You have become a rainbow with wings. You have become a butterfly.
Some weirdness from Bruce Hack and Esther Nelson. That's almost called Mudra, as Miss Nelson mentioned. This is from a kid's music record that came out, I guess, in the 60s called Listen, Compute, Rock Home, the Best of Dimension 5, featuring Miss Nelson and Bruce. And yeah, Bruce Hack, I think he was originally Canadian, but he moved stateside. He made a lot of his own instruments, especially those noisy electronic ones, and put together an amazing series of kids' LPs. And so far, I've only come across this one. Hope to find some more, and hopefully Host Junior will enjoy it in a couple years. All right, it's time for some data. MFSK 64 text and image, and this week it's backed by Bert Kampfert's song called Tom's Tune. Here you go. Thank you. see your decode results, you can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. Or if you do Twitter, post your results there and be sure to tag me in it. My handle is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. And even if you don't do that digital stuff, it would still be great to hear from you. Once again, my email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. Let me know where you're listening from and what kind of cool radio you have. All right, I have one last song for you this week. It is another children's performer, and this gentleman is from Canada. His name is Raffi, and I think he was pretty famous in North America, both in Canada and in the States, anyways. And especially in the late 70s, early 80s. Let me know if you've heard this guy before. This isn't exactly a kids song, but it's a great song nonetheless. It's called Robin on a Rainy Day. I hope you enjoy it. It's from an autographed version of this LP. How amazing is that? All right, this was Music Show, episode number 105. I am your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and I hope you'll be back next week. See ya. Stay safe.
Robin in the rain, what a saucy fellow. Robin in the rain, mind your socks of yellow. Running in the garden on your nimble feet, digging for your dinner with your long, strong beak. Robin in the rain, you don't mind the weather. Showers always make you gay, but the worms are wishing you would stay at home. Robin on a rainy day, Robin in the rain, Robin in the rain. Fellow, Robin in the rain, mind your socks of yellow. Running in the garden on your nimble feet, digging for your dinner with your long, strong beak. Robin in the rain, you don't mind the weather. Showers always make you gay, but the worms are wishing you would stay at home. Robin on a rainy day.